Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning is from our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 1. Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior, imagine hearing the amazing news that you have won $360 million. Maybe you purchased a lottery ticket, and as the numbers are shown on the television screen, they totally match the numbers on your ticket in your hand. Or maybe you answer the door one day and you see all these television cameras outside, and the people from Publishers Clearing House are yelling and screaming the good news to you that you've won $360 million. Or maybe you're just relaxing at home in front of the fireplace watching TV, and the phone rings one day and it's a lawyer that gives you the news that a rich relative has named you in his will and you've inherited $360 million. What's going through your mind as you hear that news? Disbelief? Most likely. Shock? Absolutely. Worry that distant relatives and friends are going to come out of the woodwork and try to take advantage of you and your newfound money? Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. Well, if you can relate with those feelings, or at least understand them, then you can understand what must have been going through the mind of that poor little Mary as the angel made the announcement to her. 14-year-old Mary was engaged to a wonderful and just man named Joseph. It was probably arranged by their parents with some input from the two of them in that couple. Marriage in that day was not just something that involved the couple, but it was a contract, it was an agreement, really, between really the two families. The fact that Mary and Joseph were involved was just one of the many details that needed to be worked out. But since both were relatively poor families, there really weren't many details to work out to the agreement. But it was a betrothal, it was a contract, it was an agreement between those two families nonetheless. And then suddenly, one day after their engagement, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to Mary to make the announcement, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Now, I don't know about you, but for me, to have an angel appear before me would be an extraordinary event. And not only the fact that the angel appears before me, but that amazing message, to have an angel appear and call you favored one and tell you that the Lord is with you, well, that would just be an extremely extraordinary event. Luke tells us that she was greatly troubled by that message and was trying to discern exactly what kind of greeting it might be. And rightly so. The angel goes on, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High." I would be beside myself if I got a message like that. I mean, forget the $360 million, giving birth to the one and only Son of God would be a historic event. Mary probably didn't understand it then, and she probably didn't even understand at the end. But realizing that 2,000 years later, we are still celebrating the birth of her son is absolutely amazing. But there were doubts, there were questions. What about Joseph? What was he going to say? And what about her parents and his parents? Something like that would bring, excuse me, something like that would bring dishonor to her family. We know that after Mary hears about her child, she runs and visits her relative Elizabeth, who's carrying John the Baptist. And Mary stays with Elizabeth for 3 months, probably until Elizabeth has John the Baptist. But then she's got to travel back, and she has to tell Joseph the news. And if he decided to go through with the marriage, then their child is going to be born much less than the 9 months after their wedding. And what are people going to say? Still, with all of those things running through her head, with all of the details about how this is going to work out, Mary's response to the angel is absolutely amazing. "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." My dear friends, those are words of amazing, amazing faith. I mean, just think back to some of the people that God has called. Remember when God called an 80-year-old Moses to lead his people out of Egypt, speaking from that burning bush? Moses came up with excuse after excuse after excuse to get out of that job of leading his people. But in the end, God prevailed. And what about St. Paul? I mean, here we have a guy who probably witnessed Jesus' trials and his execution. He has witnessed Stephen's martyrdom. And it takes a big flash of light and a visit from Jesus himself and 3 days of blindness to get him to serve as God's missionary to the Gentiles. And yet here we have this young 14-year-old girl who hears the angel and simply responds with such great faith, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." If only our responses to God were like Mary's. God gives us only two simple commandments to follow. Love the Lord your heart, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. How do we respond to those commandments? Well, basically by ignoring God, by going against all of his commandments, by ignoring our neighbor, by harming our neighbor, by refusing to help our neighbor. If only we would respond like Mary, "Behold, I am your servant. Let it be to me according to your word." No wonder God chose Mary to be the mother of Jesus, because he knew her heart. He knew her faith, faith that was given to her by God. The fact of the matter is that we too can have faith like Mary's. Probably not going to have Gabriel showing up and visiting us and giving us great news that we're carrying the Son of God, but we have even better ways for God to communicate with us and to give us his gifts. We have God's written word, the Bible, something that Mary never had. And in that word, God himself speaks to us through that Holy Spirit and strengthens our faith. And in holy baptism, we receive God's Holy Spirit who washes away all of our sins. And in the Lord's Supper, we receive Jesus' true body and blood in, with, and under the bread and wine in a very personal way. God gives us the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation through that amazing supper. And by coming together and worshiping and hearing God's word, God's Holy Spirit is at work as we connect with fellow Christians and lift each other up in worship. And so, yeah, we can have that same faith. We can have the same attitude as Mary when we are in the word and the sacraments. Forget the $360 million. I don't want that. I'm happy with the faith that my Lord has given me and with his great gifts of forgiveness, eternal life, and salvation. May God be with you, especially over the next couple of days as we celebrate the birth of the Savior, as God gives you his amazing gifts as we enter into the new year. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.
Maybe seated.